You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Dr. Melody Fox right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and back with us is co-host extraordinaire, psychologist Dr. Melody Fox.
And glad to be here, as each week we will bring you guests that can inspire, educate, and entertain while bringing options to raising the quality of life for the whole family.
And we will address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and so much more.
With each of us having over 30 years experience working with families in crisis, we have been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in this field who are all working to make this world a better place for all of us.
And we will bring you some of these incredibly talented and caring people each week as we bring you Answers for the Family.
Now, our guest today is Mike Beister, creator of the award-winning memory system Brainiatics. Are you hot in here, Alan?
Yes, I am.
He's taking off all his clothes over here. Cooling off. Not all of them. Sorry, totally distracted here. But Mike Beister is the creator of award-winning memory system, Brainiatics. Now, Mike has helped thousands of people unleash the brain's full potential and become smarter, more creative, and more productive at work, school, home, and life with the simple, fun, and revolutionary methods.
And whether you're a student struggling in school, a teacher trying to get the best results from your class, a CEO looking for a competitive edge, or a senior citizen wanting to stay sharp, Beister offers participants the opportunity to become more effective, imaginative, confident, and powerful. Mike, welcome back to Answers for the Family.
Thanks, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here, too. So tell us a little bit about Brainiatics.
Brainiatics is it's a program I developed because I was a struggling student when I was a kid, and there were different areas that I struggled with, being able to focus, being able to concentrate, being able to memorize things, and the one area I was naturally good at was creating things, and I had a lot of drive. So when I was a kid, I developed all these different methods, and by the time I was in college, they did a study of my mind, and they found out I had the fastest mathematical mind in the world, and people could not believe I was self-taught. They thought, you know, someone like me could have to be born with this, and I really wasn't, and I thought I was the only person that could do my methods, and then I started speaking at schools, and I was amazed to find that, you know, I was able to teach people how to do the things I could. And then when a primetime news show showed, you know, this on television, they received more emails from that show than any show they've done in the 31-year history of the show, and people wanted to learn how to do it, and we developed a product called Brainiatics that teaches in a fun way all the skills that are vitally important to the learning process that are never taught in schools or beyond. That's a short answer, sorry. Sorry to ramble a little on, but that is the background behind it.
Yeah, because I'm just curious, you were talking about being a creative kid and developing your own way of thinking about things. I just remember in math, I'd have my own way of figuring out a problem. I was always told, no, you have to do it this way, this way, this way, this way. So how did you get away with coming up with your own system?
I did not get away with it. I got bad grades because of it, but I speak to schools every single day, and I encourage teachers to please never penalize someone that thinks creatively, because now and not more and more they're allowing kids to step out and do things by themselves and do things their way, because there's just one teacher teaching the best way he or she knows how. But there's visual learners, there are auditory learners, there are tactile learners, all different ways to learn, and kids should never be penalized for that, because those are the kids that are going to grow up to change the world. And I was really penalized by, you know, with lower grades, but my parents rocked, because they told me, just we'll take the lower grades, just keep on thinking the way you are. And thank goodness now most teachers conform to that, and they will allow kids as long as they can show them how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, I remember a couple of years ago when you were on, and you brought us a couple of really simple ways to do certain types of math that was, I remember just thinking, this is so simple, I can't believe that they don't teach it this way in school. Can you share a couple of those with us?
Sure. I mean, I always want people to know that I don't teach I have a whole bunch of them, but I just do it to give kids the confidence that they could do it. Okay, so say if you have a number in the 50s times itself, just for example. So say you have 54 times 54. Well, you start out with 25 because 5 times 5 is 25 plus the one digit. 25 plus 4 is 29. That's the first part of your answer, 29. And then you multiply the one digit by itself, 4 times 4, 16. So 54 times 54 is 29, 16.
Okay.
You kind of sort of get it?
I didn't write it down this time, so, so I wasn't following, but I hope other people that were able to write it down.
It's 25 plus one digit, and then the one digit times itself.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And then you gave another one that, if I recall, that was one of those that most of us could just remember and do pretty much off the top of our head.
Okay, great. Here's off the top of your head. Say you have a number like 105 times 107. Okay, 105 times 107. You got it?
Yep.
Two numbers in the hundreds multiplied by each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first part of the answer is 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's always 1. Then you add the one digit together, 5 plus 7. 12, and then multiply the one digit together. 5 times 7, 35. So 105 times 107 is 1, 12, 35. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Got it. Okay.
That is an easy way of looking at it.
That's more fun in the show part, and which is really important because so many people have math anxiety and learning anxiety. I try to strip away that, but then once I strip away that, I show you something that works for any problem. So there's not a whole bunch of shortcuts that you have to learn, just one or two just to gain the confidence.
So, you know, you have a whole DVD system, right? Is that correct?
Yes. We have a DVD set, but you also now could get the product digitally. So you don't have to put the DVDs in and you could use it anywhere because so many people want to use it on the road or wherever they are to improve their memory or their mind and stuff like that. So we do have a DVD set for the family to do together, but it's also digital if, you know, you just want to go online and learn it.
Okay, so I was also curious, do you have like an app for that? I mean, can you
download? You know, we're developing them.
Okay.
It's amazing. Everything happens and it's going and going. So I don't want to give out a date, but we should have an app soon.
Okay, great.
All right, and for those out there, again, if you're at your computer, you can open up another screen and you can look at some of the things that Mike is talking about. And to do that, you can go to his website, which is brainetics.com. That's BRAINETICS.com, and you can go there and kind of watch what it is a little bit about what we're talking about. And also now, so Mike, are you saying that rather than just order the DVD set, if somebody wants to get something and they really want to get it immediately, they can literally go there, buy it, and get a download that's immediate?
Right, absolutely. And we weren't sure how that would work, but over 70% of the people are getting it that way. So you never know how, but it's just opening up. It just started like a month or so ago, but we're going to have a new commercial which expresses that starting in about 3 or 4 weeks, because we were just testing it out, how many people want it digital, how many people want the DVDs, and more people want it digital than DVDs.
Now I was curious, now using the Brainetics system, I know in math class they wanted me to always write everything out because they're trying to teach logical thought, logical order, logical thinking. How does the Brainetics system, when you bypass that writing everything out longhand, help with that?
You don't bypass it. There is a method that works. You could do it in your head, but when the teacher asks for steps, they're there. You know what I mean? You're just empowering your mind to be able to do it in your head, but you could write out the steps just as easy as anything else.
So that helps with the quicker thinking things through.
Right. It empowers the mind. The mind's an amazing thing, Melody and Alan. It really is. I mean, our book that we wrote, we did so much research on it, why I could do the things I could do and why I'm able to teach people how to do them. But we found out, like, the brain could hold, like, gosh, 10 billion pages of encyclopedia information. That's like you can memorize 300,000 pages a day for 90 years and still not fill up your brain. And so it's just getting that power out there and having everyone, you know, reach their full potential.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead, Alan.
Now, we both looked at each other. Now, one of the things that interested me was from the standpoint of sharpening your memory. And for someone like myself, it may not necessarily be the math area, but just to be able to sharpen our memory and store enough things that we can recall them quickly.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, I always wondered how I developed my brain. Because this wasn't a planned thing, but... I play a lot of mind games like everyone does. I'll give you a couple examples of things I do and I grew up doing. If you give me a word like, well, for you, Melody, really quickly. Everyone's, because this happens to be a word also besides the name, but as quick as, is it M-E-L-O-D-Y, Melody?
Yes.
Okay, as quick as most people could spell Melody that way, I could spell D-E-L-M-O-Y. I could put the letters in alphabetical order, like television, E-E-I-I-L-N-O-S-T-V. So I did things like that, and my friends and I would, my best friend Dave and I would, when we were kids, we were sort of geeky. We loved to watch sports, but we would play these mind games, and we got really good at having conversations where no one could use the letter E in any word and have the conversations be as normal as possible, which is pretty tough because every word seems to have the letter E in it. And, you know, and stuff like that, and different mind tests like that. And people said, well, you know, I do a lot of things with my mind. I play Sudoku. I do crossword puzzles. You know, why isn't my mind as sharp as yours? And I play words with friends. Most people, when they train their minds, everything is in front of them. They're seeing the crossword puzzle. They're seeing Sudoku. I train my mind, and I teach people how to train their mind using just your mind. When you alphabetize the words, you're just using your mind. You're not seeing it. When you're talking without vowels, certain vowels in words, you're just seeing that. When you use your mind and use the imagery that you have, it becomes incredibly powerful because your imagery is so much better than you can imagine. Because right now, just for fun, the audience, think of your bedroom when you were a kid. You might not have thought of it for 20 or 30 years, but most people could just close their eyes for a second and think, oh my gosh, this was on my wall. I remember I had a big picture of Farrah Fawcett on mine and, deck of cards. And you could just picture back because you'll never forget the pictures that are in your mind because they're there forever. The problem is getting people to use their mind that way. And that's what I trained people to do. Use your mind in the most fun, cool way imaginable. Not which way that everyone you're taught in schools because that's the wrong way.
Yeah, so you're using a lot of visual imagery then.
Yes, but anyone could do it. It's just, you know, when you want to remember something, make a quick visual picture. It takes a second, but that it stays with you forever.
Well, I just keep thinking about like trying to remember faces and all that. When you're really looking at someone, you want to remember them. I'm really good at remembering faces. It's just the names that go along with the people I kind of goof up on.
Right. I mean, it is. It's very powerful. But most people don't ever take the time to use their power.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I have a unique way in which I remember things, and it has to do with the movie and television industry, is somebody will say something about a, you know, an actor or something like that, and or they'll see somebody on the screen, and they'll say, who is that? And I will try to think of another show that they were in, and then I'll go back and find the picture of the credits in my head. you know, to come up with the name. You know, so somebody will say, you know, wow, that's, you know, that's an old, you know, Wild Wild West, you know, television show. You know, who was, you know, who was that guy, the star in it? And in my mind, I'll go back and I'll run the credits in my head and go, okay, that was Robert Conrad.
Right. And you know what, Al, that's fabulous because you have a way to do it. And I just try to tell people what way works better for you. You need a strategy. And I give people all these different strategies to memorize things, and I want them to say what is what works better for you. And having any strategy, yours is amazing, I love it, will work. It's just, you know, it's like having a diet. Everyone has different diet. What works best for you?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about the strategies, we know it's in your whole Brainiac DVD and download and all
Brainetics,
that.
Brainetics. It's okay. I mispronounce it sometimes.
Well, it just seems like it's such a brain thing here. But
right.
Your new book is called Genius, Ignite Your Brain's Full Potential Using Your Brainiac Approach. Okay, I'm looking at all these different words.
Okay.
Here. But anyway, are you using a lot of those strategies and sharing those in that book that's coming
out? Yeah, you know, when we signed on with Random House, the reason why we signed on to do a book is that even though we made the product for kids, and I speak to literally hundreds of schools a year, and you know, I love kids. Between 35% and 40% of the people that were buying our product were adults buying it for themselves. I mean, everyone, of course, is adults buying it because they're buying it for their kids or whatever, but you know, 35% to 40% were totally, you know, buying it for themselves. We don't have kids in the house. And I said, if I wanted to make something for adults, I would use a lot of the same strategies, mm-hmm. but I would transfer, instead of better grades, how to take that power into the business world, the job market, if you're a senior, keeping your mind young. And so it's similar in a lot of the strategies are the same, but there's reason behind it. And we don't explain that in the program as much. The kids don't care. They just want to amaze people and empower their mind. The adults care why they're doing it more.
Right, and that kind of goes along with a listener question we had that came in. It says, my mother is heading into dementia, and we've tried many different approaches to help maintain or improve her memory. Would this be an option that might help her?
You know what? We've had really good success, and I don't want to come off as knowing anything about medicine, because I really don't. But, you know, a lot of people just say, you know, just try to keep your mind sharp, things to do. And Brainetics has been really great for a lot of people that have struggled with their memory as they become seniors. And the coolest thing about the program, as you know, I found out, is that a lot of times grandparents have nothing in common with their grandkids. There's not many things they could do together because the kids are always on their iPhones or doing whatever. Brainetics is one of those things that crosses generations, because the adults and the seniors are keeping it to keep their mind sharp or stave off dementia, and the kids are using it to learn and empower these, you know, their minds and improve their memories and their focus and all that stuff. So Brainetics is a fun way that really, really has helped. I don't want to say it's a cure for anything, but the letters I've received has helped people, because it's a non-threatening way of practicing and keeping these things, you know, while you're just hanging out and watching TV, because it does empower your mind. It teaches you how to focus and how to visualize things. And a lot of people that struggle, they don't have a strategy to combat that.
Yeah, now, again, going to more the business application, I think for many of us, time is such an issue for us. You know, do we have time to get to everything? And I know that if we could start thinking faster, then obviously we're going to do things quicker. But how much time does the program take? Because some of us won't take that step because we don't have the time to get it.
Yeah, it's funny because the program takes maybe 15 minutes a day for 3 or 4 weeks, and that's if you do it every night. But the cool thing about that is you do not need to do it every night. It's not like a diet. You know, I go off my diet, I put back the weight on that I lost. You won't forget what you've learned. So if you want to do it 15, 20 minutes a day, 1 or 2 days a week, that's fine. And so it'll just take a little longer. And so it does not really take that long. I speak at a lot of corporations now that the book is coming out, and corporations, I show them immediately what to do by the time you get to your desk that could, you know, really help you. So the impact's immediate. It's just to cover every different area of the impact will take, you know, probably a month if you do it every night.
Now, we were talking about a lot of math solving problems or how to think of things in a different way. How does this translate into, like, words and other applications?
You know, it's funny because I am so aware of how many people have math phobia, and so I try to stay away when I do a lot of speaking about the math, because people see what I could do with my mind, with the multiplication, division, fun things, and they automatically freak out. And a lot of it is just phobia, because I want people to know that I'm just doing things to sharpen your mind, and I want it to be words, numbers, letters, anything, so you have confidence. And so anything with numbers can translate to words. Anything with words can translate to numbers. I'm just trying to improve your being able to focus, being able to concentrate, being able to think creatively, being able to memorize. And I don't want people to say, well, I'm good with words and I'm terrible with numbers, so I can't do anything with numbers. And so that's really I'm going to just gonna try to make as many fun things as I can. And I'll show you things I teach. Sorry, Alan, I don't remember. Do either of you have kids?
Yes.
Can I have one of their birthdays?
Okay, let's go with August 5th, 1996.
August 5th, 1996. I don't know if you remember, but that was a Monday.
No, I didn't know that.
Only 25% of all dads, only 13% of all dads and 25% of all moms actually know the day of the week their kids are born. So if you don't know, it's not a big deal. But I want to teach people fun things to do to sharpen their minds, because unless it's fun, people will not do them as much. Because when they're fun and you can amaze people, that's what the math is about. That's what all these things are about. Cool things that you could show others that allow you to practice in social situations, and it gives you confidence too. That's why I teach these things. If it was all about just focusing, concentrating, improving your memory, it would be not as fun, not as cool, and I don't think I'd get the results as I do.
Well, it kind of reminds me of magic tricks.
Yes, and that's what it is, sort of, but it is to knock off the scariness behind it.
Well, what gets me is I'm going, how did he get that so fast? How did he figure out it's a movie?
My 13-year-old son could do it faster than I could, trust me. Wow. It's not a big deal. I teach people how to do it all the time. It's just when you empower your mind, it's easy to do.
That's amazing. I'm still trying to figure it out myself. And we're like 5 minutes in since you did that, and I'm going, okay, if we did this, how did... So
there's a lot of different things. Now, in your book, do you use, like, real-life stories, or how do you come across...
It's funny because my parents, neither of them were really educated, but they were both creative thinkers, and I tell a lot of stories because I really believe there's, you know, when people see what I could do, they sort of, oh, he wasn't a normal kid. I was totally a B, C, even a D student growing up. I barely, was an average student. And by the time I got to high school, I really learned these skills. But something my mom did when I was a little kid, I mean, everyone has a aha moment. But I have severe spatial issues. I can't tell, like, you know, if you pull into a parking lot and now I pull out, I have no idea where I just came from, and I had severe issues telling my left foot from my right foot, and the way that, you know, so when I was a kid, I was in third grade and I couldn't tell my boots apart, and I was panicked every day coming to school because the kids would laugh at me. I put my boots on the wrong feet, and I never told my mom, I never told anyone, and I just said, Mom, you know, I'm not wearing my boots anymore. And Chicago winters, I would come home soaked and drenched. It was ridiculous. But my mom chose to pick her battles. And then, you know, and I would just be, you know, sleepless nights being laughed at. And so one day it went on for weeks and weeks. And one day I just said to my mom, "Mom, the reason why I haven't worn my boots is because I can't tell my left boot from my right boot." And my mom, you know, this was third grade, and my mom said, "Well, just put L and R in each boot." And I said, "Mom, that was okay in first grade, but the boots are lined up in the back of class. I'm the only kid that will have L and R in each boot, and I can't stand the ridicule." And so literally, my mom thought for 30 seconds, and she says, "I'll just write your name in each boot, Michael Beister," which is okay, everyone has the names in the boots. I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, in the left boot, I'll underline Michael because it ends in L, and in the right boot, I'll underline Beister because it ends in R." And in 20 seconds, my mom fixed the problem that I worried about for weeks. And I saw that by thinking a little bit creatively and thinking, how could I solve this problem and get natural with it, you could solve so many different things that you don't think is a solution to. And that was, you know, and all my issues of being able to focus, being able to memorize, I was able to fix myself.
That does sound very creative, and, you know, thank goodness for moms who are creative and allow their kids to be that, too. Well, our guest today is Mike Beister. He's the creator of the award-winning memory system, Brainetics, and he's got a new book coming out in December. And we're going to
it's going to be pushed back a little. It might not come out till next year sometime. They're fixing a couple things. So I don't have an exact date yet.
Well, make sure you tell us so we can
know
when it happens. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in about 60 seconds with more with Mike Beister here on Answers for the Family.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shields specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
And we're back with more Answers for the Family. I'm your host, along with Alan Cardoza. I'm Dr. Melody Fox. Our guest today is Mike Beister. He's the creator of the award-winning memory system, Brainetics. He's got a new book coming out, I guess, earlier next year. We'll find out exactly when. Called Genius, Ignite Your Brain's Full Potential Using the Brainetics Approach. Now, you were talking a little bit earlier about how you did a lot of research on the brain to write your book. Can you talk about a little bit more detail on how the brain functions and how Brainetics really works and helps kind of almost transform your brain to start thinking in a different way?
Well, I mean, the average person has 700,000 thoughts a day. That's 8 thoughts every second, 24 hours a day, just ideas and things that come into their mind. And we teach people how to harness that power to make the brain work more efficiently and effectively. You know, all the skills that are vitally important, being able to focus, being able to concentrate, you know, being able to organize your thoughts, being able to increase your mental capacity, are never taught in schools or never taught as adults. It's training your brain to, you know, take all the important skills and learn how to use them. And it's funny because I just spoke, our product's now being sold in Australia and Japan and New Zealand and a lot of other places, and I just went over to Japan to speak to, you know, schools there, and I noticed that, you know, a lot of things that I teach kids about how to learn, it's taught that way over there. It's not just about what to learn, you know, and that's what I'm saying. People just don't think there's any strategy. I'm going to study over and over and over again. Just taking that power and being able to find a way to have it work to your advantage is life-changing.
Well, it kind of goes into one of our other listener questions where it says, I purchased your Brainetics system a year ago. My kids love it, and so do I.
Oh, great.
What difference does this new mythology bring over from the previous ones?
The new mythology, what are you talking about? I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I understand the question.
Well, they just write, what difference does this new mythology bring over the previous ones? I guess the previous way of learning, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, and all it is really teaching kids how to learn, not what to learn. And that's really, I would love to sit down with every kid in the United States for a week or two, and because it's sort of an eye-opening aha moment that kids get for the first time someone speaking their language, because it's so funny, guys, because it's like people always wonder why kids do so well with one teacher and they don't do well with another teacher. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's so that the teacher's teaching in a way that's easier for that kid to learn. Mm-hmm. And so if you have to depend on having good teachers, it's sort of, you know, a roulette wheel. You know, am I going to have a good teacher this year that I can learn from or not? And we just try to teach people, you know, learn which way is easier for you, you know. And so that's really all it is, more than anything. But we do it in a fun way so kids never feel like they're learning. Because that's the last thing kids want to do, is come home from a day of school and sit down and learn, because that's what Brainetics is all about, is taking the drudgery away from learning.
Okay, and Mike, now you've mentioned how this sort of quickens our thinking tools. Has this been tested with kids with like ADD or Tourette's, and how has that worked out?
It has worked out fabulously, and we're really excited about that, because a lot of times when I go into a school, when I do my show, I'll go really, I'm so high energy. You know, you have to, you know, knock me down off the walls because I get so excited when I talk to kids. And I always do it for free because I never want to go to school because they can't afford me. So I've never charged a school a dime in my life. Just to tell the viewers, if, you know, please write in. I'll be happy to, I visit as many schools as humanly possible. But, you know, because I go a little fast during my show, a lot of times I'll sit down with a special needs class after the show and, you know, show them some other things or go over the things that I did during the show. And a lot of times, you know, these kids have such a lack of confidence because, you know, being bad in sports might come up gym class 30 minutes a day, 2 or 3 days a week. Struggling in school impacts kids 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, an hour or two a night doing homework, 40 weeks a year. It really weighs down on them. And so a lot of times it's just taking your time and learning what works best for you. And one of the greatest things that has happened to me is when I work with kids with special needs and I show them stuff, they'll take it home and they'll do it to their families, because everything I teach, the reason why Brainetics has been successful with adults is 100% of what I teach, adults don't know either. It's not like, you know, if you do it with your family, adults will say, oh, did that know this? Everything is new. And when these kids come home, I'll get letters from them, you know, saying, for the first time in my life, my dad called me smart, or, you know, and it like breaks your heart, or my dad took me to work to show off what I learned. But a lot of times that's what these kids need, to feel smart. And that's really cool about the Brainetics thing with kids who have special needs, because we encourage them to go to their class and show the teacher or show the class what they learned. Because how cool is it for a kid that's struggling to go up in front of the class and show them something that no one knows, including the teacher? And so it's that wow moment that you know, impacts these kids. The only thing we ask the kids, before you show it to the class, go over it a few times. Make sure you have it down pat. Mm-hmm. That's really important.
Now, how could this maybe benefit maybe college students? We've talked about younger kids,
well,
older adults, but maybe college students that might be struggling maybe in trigonometry or something.
Well, the trigonometry part, not to say, oh, well, it'll teach you trigonometry. We don't do that. But what we do is we teach people how to memorize anything, like, you know, anything from geometric formulas to history to foreign language. We just developed anyone that gets Brainetics, we throw in a foreign language, Brainetics Live Learning Center powered by Live Mocha. It'll teach you any one of 38 different languages, because we really want people to know what to do with this newfound power. And college students, we teach how to memorize things, like the periodic table I showed in my book. I talk about how I did that. And so much, there's a reason why kids do well in high school and struggle in college, is they're not used to this unbelievable workload. Mm-hmm. And it, without any strategy whatsoever, how can I memorize 300 pages of notes and be ready for the final? How do I memorize the bones in the body? We teach how to do anything, and that's really important, because there's a time in your life where it gets overwhelming, and you have to have a strategy for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I work with a lot of transitional age youth that are going to college for the first time and trying to figure it all out, and they are so overwhelmed by all these theorems and things they have to memorize and history and this, that, and the other. And midterms all come up at the same time, and it's overwhelming. So I was just wondering how this could be utilized for them as an approach to be able to take in all that information and be able to recall it.
Right, and you know what the funny thing is? The one thing I always joke about my college roommate, and great guy, we're still friends today, but I would look at his page that he would, you know, he'd be doing the textbooks, and it was literally like it was painted yellow, because everything was highlighted, the whole thing, and he had to go through, he'd study for these tests, and 300 pages were highlighted, and people don't really know how to process information, like what's important, what's not important. And a teacher, when a teacher repeats something four or five times during the year, you know it's going to be on the test. Mm-hmm. But when they go over really quickly or things are not important, you should know what's important or not important. And people don't give credence to, I have to know this, I have to know that. And I tell people, we'll sit at the same lecture, you and I, and I promise you and I will memorize the same amount of things, but I memorize what's important, because I train my brain to work like a computer. The information that's important, you save. The information that's not important, you basically could delete. And so when you're reading or when you're in class, you say important, memorize, and you organize your brain to remember what's important and what's not. And so it saves so much time when it comes to studying and you're looking at that yellow painted page or just a few lines each page that you need to know.
I guess that's where I get confused, because to me it's all important. If you ask the teacher, well, you have to know all of it. It's all important. And so how do you really prioritize it?
Well, it's so funny, because I'll do this like magic trick in front of everyone, and I'll say, the most important thing you have to realize is the number that you choose can't be a zero. The most important thing. And I'll say it like four or five times. And then I'll give the kids a quiz. And not only kids, teachers, parents are in every audience I speak at. And I'll say, how many people think the number is zero? And, you know, 80% of people raise their hand. And I'll say, no, it can't be zero. There has to be another answer. And I said, even if I wore a shirt that said the number can't be a zero, you would still say zero, because the information was taken in like everything else. And so it's something that becomes instinct after a while. Even though teachers say everything's important, you learn to know what is important. And I don't want people to ever think something's not important, I don't have to learn this. But learn everything as they go, and as they repeat it over and over again, give more credence to that. It really is. Teachers, they're not there to trick you. They want you to learn, because their lives depend on it. So they're going to sort of tell you what's on the test. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you hints or, you know, they'll go over the things because they don't want to lose their tenure and, you know, find out, well, they never went over it, you know, and every kid complained. If you use logic, it really does help.
Now, Mike, now, does that also tie in? I mean, when you mentioned the thing about it's not zero, okay, it's not
right.
Zero, does that tie in also from the standpoint of positive thinking? Because it reminds me of a story of a Major League Baseball manager that came out to talk to his pitcher, and he said, okay, the bases are loaded. You know, this guy that's up, whatever you do, don't throw it low and inside because that's where he likes the ball. So throw it anywhere but low and inside. And he kept saying low and inside. Well, sure enough, in the story, the pitcher, the only thing his brain got was he kept saying low and inside. Even though he was saying don't do this, he still threw it low and inside. The guy hit a grand slam. The other team wins the game.
Right, absolutely. And it's funny because it's true because people just hear bits and pieces of what they have, and they don't really get the information. And I do so many different things. I mean, your brain is so powerful once it's conditioned to do something. We did this little test. I mean, it's funny because conditioning your brain is what it's all about. We did this test where we gave people a blank keyboard, and I said, just fill in the letters. You know, we cut out the top line so it had nothing, the numbers or the symbols. We just had the letters and the common period and, you know, question mark things.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it in. And people were struggling with this. And, like, when we got back the papers, over 80% smart people made a mistake somewhere. And if you put people in front of a typewriter key, you're not looking. It's just going. You're just seeing the words and you're going. The problem is having to think about everything. And when you condition your brain to listen to it and get the what's important, it's amazing how powerful it becomes. If you're driving and someone cuts you off, you don't think, what do I do? Where's the brake? You just immediately go there. And so that's what I try to get people to do, condition your brain to work naturally and as powerfully as possible.
Now, along those lines that you're talking about conditioning the brain, and I was thinking about how you were saying anything but the number zero or can't be the number zero mm-hmm. or low and inside, don't do that.
Right.
So is there a way maybe parents can learn, or maybe you talk about in your book, on how to communicate in a way that conditions the brain to think a different way?
Well, a lot of things I do, I talk about focus, and I talk about just really when you have something, just to, you know, it's funny because people, when I'm doing these huge math problems in my head, I do this thing where I grab my, close my eyes and I put my fingers around my nose, the upper bridge of my nose, and people think, oh gosh, he has a headache or his eyes hurt. I look really weird when I do it, but it's all about blocking out everything, all the smiling faces in the audience and stuff like that. And so it's all about being able to focus on the teacher and the person doing it, because your brain will work when you're just taking the information you have to know. And Random House asked me to start writing blogs, and I had never written a blog before. And honestly, I would come up with these ideas, and I'd sit in front of a typewriter. It would take me 4 hours to do. And so I said, this is killing my weekends. And I'm not writing that long. Why does it take me so long? And I started doing the same thing I do with my math. I need to block out all distractions. And so I did three simple things, and when I speak in the corporate world or even speak to kids, this has been life-changing to so many people, that if your kid, you think he has trouble sitting down and writing a paper or doing stuff, try this. And the first thing, I know this sounds weird, but when I sit down and have a blank screen in front of me, I maximize the blank piece of paper, and I get rid of all the icons, because a lot of times you'll see the words and your brain goes off in tangents. If you see, you know, something behind it, you'll start thinking about it. But when it's only you and the blank piece of paper in front of you, it really works so much better. And the second thing I do, which I really hate to do to people, especially parents, is I have this picture of my my kid and my family and my dog and my mom on my desk. When I write the blogs, I take them and push them in the back of the room, because even though I love everyone in those pictures, it distracts me. Mm-hmm. And when you see, a lot of people wonder why they're at work and I got nothing done because my kid was sick. You're not thinking of your kid 8 hours a day while you're at work. You're thinking about your kid being sick, and then for a few seconds, and then you go off in tangents. Oh my gosh, I got to go buy medicine. I got to go, we got people coming over. I got to take them to the doctor. And you start thinking of all these things, and it takes you so long to get back on track. And the last thing I do, which has been a godsend, and I'm going to, you know, there's a lot of these sites out there. I don't like to promote things, but there were a couple sites. One is getconcentrating.com, and that is for a Mac, and focalfilter.com. And what those do is, while you're sitting at your computer, if you could say, I want to work on for an hour, and during that time, I type in the sites. You only have to do it once. I type in the sites that I tend to go to, because I would type for 30 seconds, and I say, oh, mental block. And then I would go on ESPN.com, or I would go on Yahoo, or whatever. And for an hour, it'll block every site. And so when a kid uses strategy, or an adult uses strategy, these are the things that stop me from focusing. Mm-hmm. These are the things I do bad. Let's eliminate those things. They work. But people just think, I'm smart, I'm dumb, I can't do anything about that. And instead of taking the strategy behind it, it's amazing, because these same blogs that took me 4 hours, I honestly are doing in 30 minutes now. And these people that were saying at corporations I speak at, that was taking them 2, 3, 4 hours to do all their things, it's taken them like a quarter of the time now, because all the distractions that they had, the reasons why it was taking them so long, they stopped it. You know, they're not answering emails, they're not answering phones, whatever it took you. And people are having all this free time at work. It's amazing. And the same thing with studying.
Well, I just keep thinking about that, what you're talking about, blocking out all the distractions. And you're right, you're sitting there at a blank screen, and you look at the picture, or you look over at this or that, or the cat running around, or the dog wanting your attention, or the pictures of your family, or, you know, as you said, you go to ESPN, or I might go to another website just to do something, or play solitaire for a few minutes to distract myself, give myself a mind break so I can maybe come back to what I'm doing. But I get so distracted so easily, so to really block out everything, those are some really good tools that you had just shared with us, so I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, yeah, and it's really amazing. If people, I mean, any problem could be solved. That's one thing, that mom thing that did to me with the boots, I figured any problem could be solved if you just figured out a way to do it. And I'll give all the things I know, but every person's a little different. So that's why I want people to say, if it's not in the book or not in the program, don't think you can't do it. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just everyone has different issues, and just there's ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, now I know that you mentioned earlier you have a lot of speaking engagements, you know, and that, you know, you give about 20 presentations a month. Now, where is your next speaking engagement, and are there any that you do that are open to the public? If there's anybody listening and they go, you know what, I would love to go to one of his speaking engagements.
You know what, usually they're at schools, and here's my schedule. Right now I'm going to be in Chicago. I just got done traveling. I was in Denver, and I was in New York. And so I'm going to stay in Chicago for a few weeks, and the next few weeks are going to be in there. But we ask people, please, please, please write in. I'm not sure. We're fixing up our website now. There should be something, ask Mike to visit your school. If there's not, My secretary is going to kill me, but I don't want anyone not to be able to write in, and I'll speak at schools because I do for nothing, is Angela@brainetics.com, B-R-A-I-N-E-T-I-C-S. She gets loads of them, but if you write today, we could be in your school within a couple of weeks. We don't put people at the end. The only thing we're going to ask is please, 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 have the school put it out there to invite the parents, because
yes.
I do not talk about Brainetics, I don't even mention the name because I don't want anyone to think I go to schools to sell anything. I'm not there to sell anything. I don't talk about it, nothing. But I always look at it like I love teachers. I think they're the coolest people in the world, but teachers change from year to year. The parents remain the same. You get all the information you need to know schools, but you get really your learning habits and strategies at home because there's not a focus class. There's not a, you know, and I'll tell all these stories that my mom did with me, not just the boot story, a lot of different stories that parents do with their kids, and it changes lives. And so I always say if the parent is not at the school, the kid is going to have a great time and learn stuff, but to change your life, the parents have to be there. They really do, because the kids are going to go home and say, Mom, the day I was born is this. Mom, the last three digits of your driver's license is this. I'm going to show them all these different tricks, but I want them to go home and take the skills that I teach, and that's what the parents are there for. Right. The parents, the fun part is looking at the kids and showing that the parents are hearing what I really have to say.
Well, and we really appreciate hearing what you had to say today.
Actually, thank you, guys.
We're talking to Mike Beister. He's the creator of the award-winning memory system Brainetics. He also has
that a girl.
I remember. And coming up earlier next year, hopefully, and sometime in the near future, is his new book called Genius, Ignite Your Brain's Full Potential Using the Brainetics Approach. So thank you, Mike, so much for being with us on Answers for the Family.
Thank you, Melody. Thank you, Alan. You guys have been amazing.
That's great. It's good to have you again.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.